Hey, this is the For What It's Worth podcast, episode Quadros, episode 4 for Friday, July 17th, 2009. I was expecting to have all my cool music, like my intro music and everything, but my computer isn't working. It's acting really weird. Like, all I see is my background image. Like, my desktop isn't loading. The start menu isn't loading. Nothing is loading. How I got Audacity to open and my soundbite thing to open is Control-Alt-Delete, then I did start new task. And I had my opening music and soundbite, which is a computerized cart playing thing, but it didn't save last time when I put it in there, and so I tried to go into iTunes to get it, but iTunes isn't working. But I just want to hurry and get this episode out here because it's already like 7:25 at night, and I said I'd get an episode out today, but it might not come out today. It might come out a little late because I don't know how I'm going to get this on a disc, so I can put it on my internet access computer, because this one is just my recording computer. But so that's really why I don't have any of the opening music or exiting music like I had, and it was really cool and everything. Anyways, on to the actual show. You may be wondering why I haven't been doing haven't had a release an episode lately. Well, there's been a lot of things. One, my microphone broke. I couldn't find the microphone. The computer I had that I was recording on broke. Our internet broke. Satellite internet sucks. And there's just been a lot of other stuff. I've been super, super, super busy. I haven't been able to get one out, but I'm here now. I am back, and I am in full swing. Yeah, but I've been doing a lot of stuff lately. Also, never go outside without sunblock on, because I went outside yesterday for about 3 hours without sunblock on, and I am super, super red, like bright, 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 bright red, like a dark color of red all over my body, my chest, my stomach, my back, and especially my shoulders, and my skin is all cracked on my shoulders, man, I can't even talk. I got sunburn on my tongue. It's all sunburner on my shoulders, but it's like it hurts really bad. Well, my skin is cracking right where the shoulder and the arm, like right in that joint where they start to connect, you know. And so every time I move my arm, it hurts really bad because I can feel like, you know, cracking and all. Ugh, it just hurts really bad. And then I just got through watching Push, which people who say that is a Heroes knockoff, it is not a Heroes knockoff. This they came up with the idea. They finished writing the script in 2004. No, I don't even know when they started writing it, and they probably came up with the idea way before that, because you had to have the idea, and then you go to the, you know, and then you start writing it, and then you go to the film company, and then all that stuff. So really, Heroes is a knockoff of Push. So don't be listening to all those lies and everything. Yeah, I've been. So that's really all. Going to go ahead and go to the news stories now. Our first news story: a man is caught in the buff at Northern Indiana Cemetery. A 51-year-old man told a police officer he was naked in a Northern Indiana cemetery because he had taken off his wet clothes after checking on his in-law's grave and then wanted to get a closer look at some flowers. Now, the officer was off duty and jogging through Rice Cemetery in Elkhart Sunday afternoon when he saw the naked man get into his truck and drive away. The officer later tracked down the Mishawaka man from his license plate number. The man said he'd been golfing all day and that he undressed in his truck because his underwear was wet. Yeah, probably because he might have lost a bet with his friend because he was golfing, you know. And so, you know, he peed in his pants because he was so, you know, scared because, you know, he was going to pay him and everything. Because he's like, he's actually like a gang member, you know, and he's all scared they're going to come get him. So he peed in his pants. And so he took his underwear off because he peed in them. He said he left his truck naked to look at flowers because he did not have his glasses. He was arrested on preliminary misdemeanor charge of public indecency. He didn't have his glasses, so what was he doing golfing and driving? I mean, I'm pretty sure you have to see to play golf. And he was all like, oh, look at the beautiful flowers. They're so beautiful. I have to go get a closer look at the beautiful flowers. But, anyways, on to our next news story. Trump lawsuit over his net worth is thrown out. Donald Trump says the judge was wrong to dismiss his lawsuit this week over how much he's worth. Trump sued Timothy O'Brien, author of the 2005 book Trump Nation, The Art of Being Donald, for writing that Trump is worth $150 million to $250 million. For most people, that would be something to brag about, but Trump said it was inaccurate. He claims it's worth between $5 billion and $6 billion, and that O'Brien knowingly published the wrong number in an effort to damage him and sell more books. Superior Court Judge Michelle Fox dismissed the lawsuit on Wednesday, ruling that O'Brien was not trying to defame Trump. Kempton County Court Civil Division Manager George Cohen says the judge did not address how much Trump is actually worth when he gave her the ruling from the bench. Rather, he said, her analysis ended when she found that O'Brien, who cited sources for his figures, was... Oh, what the heck was that? Oh, I think it pushed the wrong button. That was weird. The celebrity real estate developer and reality television star said Thursday that he would appeal the ruling, and even though the judge did not rule on the matter, he said that his case proved his net worth is in the billions, not merely the hundreds of millions. Because, you know, without saying that you're worth $150 million, that is just so demeaning. I mean, oh my gosh. If I had $150 million, you wouldn't hear me be doing this right now, because I wouldn't be here. That's what it is. It's indisputable, Trump said. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have brought the lawsuit. Trump lawyer William Tambusi said the ruling condones the gross negligence and lack of professionalism and bias. What? By what? Of O'Brien. In a statement, O'Brien, now an editor of the New York Times, said that the ruling backed him up. I am deeply gratified for the court's decision and has vindicated the reporting in Trump Nation, he said. Dude, if I was worth $150 million, $250 million, there's no telling what I do. I mean, $5 and $6 billion. Okay, yeah, that's a lot. But $150 million to $250 million is a lot, too. I mean, if the dude was writing a book about Donald Trump, then, or article or whatever, then, that would be like, that wouldn't be trying to damage him when it's sell more books. He's helping him by writing the book. I mean, that's just completely insane. But, on to our next news story. 23 quadrillion. No, that is not how much Donald Trump says he's worth. That is how much a man is charged for buying a pack of cigarettes. Josh Musinski went to the store, bought a pack of cigarettes, you know, just bought a pack of cigarettes. I mean, he smokes. He checked his account online a few hours later, and, you know, just do some, you know, just checking his, you know, account, make sure he has enough money in there, when he saw a 17-digit number. a stunning 23,148,855,308,184,500. That is a lot of money for a pack of cigarettes. Musinski says he spent 2 hours on the phone with the Bank of America trying to sort out the string of numbers and the $15 overdraft fee, because, you know,
out of the 23,148,855,308,184,500,
is no biggie, but the $15 overdraft fee, you know, that's where we draw the line, okay? I mean, because he has
$23,148,855,308,184,500.
But he doesn't have
$23,148,855,308,184,500 in $15.
The bank corrected the next day. Bank of America tells WMUR-TV only the card issuer, Visa, can answer questions. Visa, in turn, referred the questions to the bank. So, we don't know why he was
charged $23,148,855,308,184,500.
But hopefully we will soon find out. On to our next news story. A bride's bouquet crashes a plane in Italy. A romantic wedding in the Tuscan countryside ended with injuries after an attempt to launch the bride's bouquet from a plane brought down the tiny aircraft. Italian police say two people were hurt in the crash of the ultralight plane after the bridal bouquet they launched had caught in the aircraft's rear rotor. They were like, oh yeah, alright, here we go. Poof, alright. Oh, where's the bouquet? I lost sight of it. I can't see anymore. Where'd it go? I don't see it. Oh. There it is. Oh, then. Poof, 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 poof. The flowers blocked the engine, bringing the plane down by a youth hostel. Police in the hostel, so, like, there was a kid who was a criminal, and they're like, oh, the plane crashed. I'm sorry, I'm serial killer, kid. We need to help these people, okay? You just got run away. Go get us some fishing chips. Police in the nearby town of Piombino said Tuesday the pilot was lightly injured in a Saturday crash. Just a little hint of injury on that delectable food plane crash. While the passenger who threw the bouquet had several broken bones, he was the burnt part of the delectable dish. The bride and groom were not aboard the plane. Well, that's good. It's like they're crashing and okay, honey, we just got married today, and the life insurance claim didn't come in yet, and so I'm sorry. I told you we should have got married last year, so you could have been on my life insurance, but no. Okay, and now. Here's the stupid person of the week. All right, the stupid person of the week is a Toronto man who brought his kids along to a drug deal with undercover cop. A Toronto man was arrested this week after allegedly bringing his children to a drug deal, during which he said he sold cocaine to an undercover police officer, the Toronto Sun reported. The man approached the undercover cop inside a shopping mall with his two teenage children and his two-year-old with them. Police Constable Wendy Drummond told the Toronto Sun. The officer followed the... The officer followed the unidentified man back to his car after the exchange, rearrested him. Two more kids, aged 10 and 11, as well as more drugs and several knives were found inside the car. There are so many things that are wrong, Drummond told the son. And so he was talking to the son. He looked up at the son. He was like, son, Mr. Golden Son, there are so many things that are wrong. The man in his mid-30s faces several charges, including drug trafficking, cocaine possession, and possession of a weapon. Oh, yeah, because I forgot, in Toronto and Canada, you only have knives. So he got arrested for possession of a weapon. So it must have been bring your kid to work day that day. thank you. But, no, seriously, that was, like, totally stupid. Kids were like, hey, daddy, can we go to work with you today? We want to see how we do it. Sure, kids, I'll show you where I go pick up the drugs, okay? Yay, dad, we're going to work with daddy today. Yay! And that is the sound. That means it is time for the show to come to an end. I have a couple of podcast news for you guys before we go. The first piece of news story is the For What It's Worth podcast has a website. Thank you. You're too kind. The website is www.forwhatpodcast.com. So that's Forwhat podcast.com. And if you look on the podcast website, as of this recording, I have an article up that is called I Report. And now, I Report is that, like, you might see on CNN or Fox News Channel that I Report, you know, they send in a picture or a video that they recorded, and they send it in, and then they choose one to play on the show. Well, that's kind of like the same thing. You, if you have a video that you want to show me, that you were recording yourself or you saw on YouTube or something, email it to forwhatpodcast@gmail.com, and that'll be the featured video of the week. And if you have a news story that's like a news story that you saw, you know, you're just walking around and you saw something, and you're like, oh, hey, I can send that into the For What It's Worth podcast. Email that to forwhatpodcast.com. Now, if you email in a news story, it'll be the featured story on the website, and I'll also read it on the podcast. And if you have a news story, just, you know, if you have a news story that you want to send me, you can send it to For What Podcast, and I'll have that on the show too. It won't be the featured one, I'll still read it on the show. If you get the featured video or the featured news story, you become an I Reporter, an official I Reporter. And you will have access to unedited versions of this podcast, which doesn't mean it's filled with profane language. It means you just get to hear the double takes that I do, and, you know, some of the funny stuff that I edit out just to, you know, stay on track. I have a few more ideas for things that will happen if you become an iReporter. But those are left unsaid until the future, you know. I'm not going to reveal those yet. But, that's pretty much all I have for this week's episode. There won't be an episode next week because Monday through Thursday, I'm going to be at Extreme Camp, like 30 minutes north of Tyler, Texas. And, like, it's going to be awesome. I'm not going to go to sleep because they have tons of bands there. And the concerts don't start till 10, and they have, you know, paintball and tons of stuff. The biggest water park in East Texas, and it's just going to be awesome. And then Friday, I'm going to be at my brother's wedding in the exact same town that I've just been all week. I'm going to go home late, maybe even early Friday morning, and, late Thursday or early Friday morning, and then the very next day or the same day, gotta go back to that town for my brother's wedding. And so I might be able to get one Saturday, but I might not be able to do one because I might be too tired. But that's pretty much all I have for today, so thank you, God bless.